You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Wednesday, midweek edition here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it. On 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. Good show coming up for you. Chris Liss will join us to answer your fantasy baseball, fantasy football questions early on. And we will do that coming up at half past the hour here today as Chris joins us from chrislist.com as well as rotowire.com. So we look forward to that. We'll talk about the latest news in the world of college football, dominated by college football. We'll talk about that and maybe a little bit about Mark's favorite football team, as there was a football trade today that Spencer touched upon, and we will get to that as well. Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. That is their website. Stop on by any of their locations throughout the corridor, up and down the corridor, as well as Eastern Iowa. And again, check them out online at DuPaco.com. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, a little old school on a Wednesday, and give us a call, love to hear from you. That is 319-366-1600. Hope everybody made it through the rough weather last night. Depending on where you were, you got a lot of rain or not a ton of rain, but everybody got a little bit of wind, and hopefully not too much wind. And we made it through, and it wasn't anything like 2 years ago, August. So good and good. Check those two boxes. But we hope everybody came through okay. And how are you, Mark?
I'm good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone, including John on the text line. Thanks for listening.
Hope he made it through. Hope everybody made it through last night.
Yeah, it was worse in some places at my house. It was no more than a little thunderstorm, which I was thankful for. But, yeah, ready to dig in today and some interesting news.
Yeah, and that's a good place to start. Interesting news coming from Iowa City today. And it's got a lot of tentacles to it. You can kind of connect the dots a little bit, perhaps. We will do that or attempt to do that. But news out of Iowa City today that there is a brand new entity out there, Mark, to do with name, image, and likeness. We were waiting for news from Iowa City, and we got it today.
Yes, it is. It was announced today. The Iowa City NIL Club has been formed. It's out there all across Twitter, if not Facebook as well. You can check into it. Website is, I believe, iowacityNILclub.com. But at any rate, this is an effort, quote-unquote, player-led, according to the FAQ that I read on the website. It's a player-led NIL in cooperation with Yoke, which is a technology firm that assists individuals and others in the technological aspect of NIL. It's a subscription-based idea, $199 a year, capped at 2,000 people. It's going to launch later this month, and many Iowa players, familiar theme, same words, same tweets.
Retweeting.
Original tweets, retweeting, quote, to all our fans, let's do something special. I've read a half a dozen of these, if not more. So the Iowa football players are taking the lead. The idea is that every player who is going to participate – in this club, and why wouldn't you, will receive an equal share. If this thing sells out,
which it will, it's going to,
$398,000 to distribute apparently evenly to players that are going to participate. Now, say there's 85 players. That will be the equivalent of about $4,700 per player. And in exchange, the players will, you know, offer social media posts, meet and greets, Q&As, interviews, and so forth.
Behind the scenes stuff that you would not get if you were not a subscriber to this.
Apparently so, yes.
And that includes, like you said, a once a year tailgate, from lack of a better term, at Kinnick Stadium, that would be open to the participants as far as this program is concerned.
These guys didn't have any spare time. That's beside the point, but do you like it? Is it a good idea? There's questions to be answered. This is only football.
Correct.
Does that mean men's basketball, women's basketball, rowing, soccer, volleyball? Are they all on their own?
Golf.
They established their own NIL club. Will it be attached to this particular one, which right now is only football?
And, of course, one of the bigger questions is, like you talked about and alluded to earlier, everything right now is an equal share. So despite the fact that Caden Proctor, for example, has 5 gold stars next to his name, he is not going to get any more out of, from what we understand anyway, from this program than, say, the backup holder on the team.
Yeah, and that makes no sense to me. It doesn't preclude Proctor or anybody else for going out on their own and getting other deals apart from this particularly Iowa City NIL club. But, it kind of bothers me a little bit that it's equal shares, because your NIL, Scott, is worth more than my NIL, and I don't know. That's for people to decide, but
I'm not sure why.
The point is, not everybody's NIL is worth the same. And you perfectly described it. Caden Proctor and the backup holder. Bless the backup holder's contributions to the team, but their NIL are not the same. That backup holder's jersey, unless it's Torrey Taylor, his jersey sales are not going to be the same as Caden Proctor's. And jersey sales have nothing to do with this particular subject. But, everybody being paid equal. Isn't that pay for play? Play for pay, I'm sorry.
That's what people are talking about. And a lot of people that are non-Hawkeye fans at this point. And I guess so. But if it's something that it comes from the football team itself, and is supported by the said 2,000 people that are out there. You imagine that typical capacity, at Kinnick Stadium is over 70,000, so you got to think there's a pretty good shot you're going to get 2,000 of those folks to pony up $199 so they can, hear what, hear what Torrey Taylor is having for dinner or something like that. I don't know what they're going to be talking about or what happened at practice, although I don't think that Coach Ferentz is going to allow a deep dive into what's happening as far as practice is concerned.
Well, I'm not. Are you going to subscribe out there? Are you going to fork out $199? I am not.
On top of your tickets, on top of your contribution to the university.
I am not, because, number one, I'm a member of the media, and that would be a conflict of interest. And number two, I don't see the value. But that's just me. How about you?
319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Now, remember, Kirk Ferentz, in a interview earlier this year, also said that he believes that the players should be given equal portions. So, obviously, putting two and two together here, Mark, you got to think that this has the blessing of Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa football staff, that they were a part of this formation, that the players consulted with them. I mean, that's what I come by with the equal pay stipulation on this, that it was also ran by Kirk Ferentz and the rest of the staff.
9049 on the text line. Feels like the beginning of the end of college athletics as we know it.
And who knows if other schools are doing this same exact thing. I don't know. You know, Ohio State is complaining. The Ohio State University, I'm sorry, is complaining that, you know, on their summer trips that they need are so low on cash, they need $13 million or whatever it is to keep up with payroll. Oh, by the way, that was a 30 for 30 from 19. Talking about the 1980, early 80s SMU team had to have a payroll to take care of.
Is $4,600 a year really going to entice a high school player to sign with the University of Iowa? Coach goes out, well, if you sign up for this program, participate, you're going to get $4,600. Or, you know, I'm throwing out numbers, not knowing how many players are going to participate. Is that really going to sway you from Michigan or Alabama or Wisconsin, whoever it may be? I don't know. But theoretically speaking, coach comes into your living room and says, you participate in this, you're going to get X amount of dollars a year. Really sounds like pay for play for pay to me.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 here on the gym class program on KGYM.
Of course, they already are. They're getting a scholarship worth six figures, so I guess they're playing for pay anyway.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? Matt and Fairfax, what happens when one of them flakes out on a meet and greet?
Yeah.
Good question. Good question. You can't, I would think that that would not be the case, but if you are fully vested in this, I would think you would very much treat it with a very tone of seriousness, if you will. But we'll see. But we'll see. Again, I'd like to know what the in-depth conversation is going to be for your hard-earned cash out there. 319-366-1600, 7295. This isn't the end of college athletics, disputing 9049. It is the beginning of the minor league NFL and NBA. Baseball is slightly different, but I see the similar system beginning in college football and college basketball. Yeah, I guess to a certain extent, basketball still is a little bit awkward with the whole situation of leaving early, et cetera, that is a whole different topic for another day.
And again, this is just a football NIL group. What's the next step for the other sports and the other individuals, and do they have to go out and go ahead and develop one on their own? Will it be attached to this one?
We'll see. 3148.
They're going to want theirs, too.
3148 likes it. Players should be compensated for putting their bodies and lives on the line for our favorite teams. Example, CTE. Of course, which we got the terrible news this week about Demaryius Thomas. And that played a part in his untimely death.
You know what you're getting. You know what you're in for. Don't sign the letter of intent.
318 here on the program. I'm going to be interested to see what the other sports are going to do. When this whole talk started, as far as NIL, and I kind of read between the lines and looked at the tea leaves about the future and that this was going to be football-centric, it's going to be basketball. I think for the Midwest teams, it's going to be wrestling involved in that. Women's basketball is going to be in there as well. Think how much money Megan Gustafson would have made. I mean, I feel bad for Megan Gustafson because she missed out by, what, a year?
She's doing all right.
She's doing fine, but she could have done so much a year or two. I mean, she'd been perfect spokesperson out there. But What's going to happen with the rowers and the golfers and the tennis players if they're not getting theirs? I think that is still think that's going to be something down the line. It's going to be addressed or going to have to be addressed.
9663 speaking to me, really. What about really smart kids to go to college and get full rides for their scholarship for their grades? They don't play sports. Should they get paid? No, they shouldn't. My grandson at the College of Engineering doesn't wear a jersey, doesn't attract 60,000 people to a stadium. Does he work hard? Yeah.
He's trying to block two of these guys.
Yeah, he got Proctor and Colby ready for college, partly. But at any rate, no, they shouldn't. They're going to get theirs eventually. You know, should they stick with whatever academic program they're in? And those smart kids are already getting scholarships too. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
It is.
Could the grandson use a little spending money? Sure, I'm sure. But no, they don't. They don't wear a uniform. They're not in the headlines every day. They don't attract thousands of people and bring in a bunch of money to the university.
Very true. 99.85 commenting, only 10 to 12 teams will have a chance to win championships. Teams like Iowa have no shot. We won't pay enough. Well, there's not a great percentage that Iowa's going to win a national championship in the old system as well. I kind of feel like the odds did not help Iowa when NIL came to end, or Iowa State for that matter, when things came into being. But I don't think it's any worse than it was. I don't think it was any worse. Let's see. Cyclone Tim. Speaking of the Cyclones, this amount would not attract a 3-star-plus athlete to come play, in their opinion. And, well, maybe. Maybe. I mean, you got a chance to, like you said, get more NIL on top of this base NIL that this is out there for the team. Nothing's going to stop you from going out and getting some more.
Not at all. 1169, it's all about the revenue that those sports bring in. If a sport or activity doesn't generate income, it's hard to make a case for them. Well, you're talking about most of the sports at Iowa and most of the sports at most colleges. Who operates in the black besides football?
Not many.
Men's and women's basketball, maybe.
Wrestling
on
men's
any
and women's
given year.
Basketball. That's about it.
Yeah.
That is about it. Everything else is trying to survive based on the revenue sports of football, basically, what it is. 3:20, coming up on 3:23, Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. We'll get a Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. Chris Liss is going to join us as well. If you have a fantasy baseball question, go ahead and get that in early on the text line at 319-366-1600. If you have a football-related question, maybe you have Baker Mayfield stashed away on your roster. I don't know.
If you do, why?
But you may. I don't know. Maybe we're missing the boat. Maybe Baker Mayfield's going to be the MVP of the league. I doubt it, but you never know how it plays out. We'll talk with Chris Liss about that coming up in the second half of the program today. By the way, just confirmed, tomorrow, TV9's Scott Sable will join us. A lot of things to talk about with Scott, from NIL to the new Big Ten to high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
Anything under the sun, we will talk with Scott. That'll be coming up on the program tomorrow. Looking forward to that on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll get to baseball coming up as well, in just a little bit. Pitching is needed on the south side for both teams, I think. More on that to come in just a little bit here on the program today. But yeah, this news coming out of Iowa City today, I think this is a unique situation. I think that other schools are going to have something, but I don't know if it's going to be equal shares for everybody associated Or maybe this is a pioneering idea, Mark. I don't know. Everybody's going to get something from that. Now, the other question is, do walk-ons get this on the football team, or is this just scholarship athletes? If you are a member of the football team and you are going into this NIL program, are you going to get the money? You're not going to get less money. You're going to either get the same pay as Cade Proctor, or you're not going to get any money at all, right?
That's uncertain in my mind. I don't know.
I haven't heard that as well. I haven't heard that as well. But maybe more details will come out as far as this NIL here in just a little bit. 8077 lets us know Iowa's chances of winning are similar to the real world. Money equals access. Speaking of money, today's edition of As the Conferences Turn, not a whole lot new, although there are reports about the University of Washington and the Oregon Ducks, the University of Oregon, that they are looking at television contracts to be reworked as far as the Pac-12. I don't think Washington and Oregon leaving the Pac-12 is quite as strong a movement as it was yesterday, Mark.
Yeah, it doesn't. This is an ebb and flow situation, but right now I have a feeling that the Pac-12, such as it is right now, might want to try to stick together for whatever reason, maybe add a couple. But you still have a strong brand in Oregon.
Yeah.
You lose USC and UCLA, the two biggest brands in the league. Stanford is a big brand.
True.
The Arizona's to a lesser extent. I wouldn't be surprised if a Pac-12 tries to stick together and maybe bring in a couple more teams. What is it, at 10 now?
10.
Yeah.
Hello, Boise.
Yeah. But it's an ebb and flow situation. It's going to change probably within 24 hours. I don't know.
And there was talk about potentially an ACC Pac-12 championship game get-together. Coming up with some sort of alliance there. I mean, does that really rev your engine if you're anywhere but, say, Eugene, Oregon, or possibly a Palo Alto or whatever, and a Clemson? I mean, is that going to help Clemson at all? Is to, using Clemson as the more than likely ACC champion year in and year out? I mean, I don't think it's going to help Dabo Swinney to go out and try to play Oregon every year or wherever they're going to play this thing.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening. But you never know. You never know. Television has the final say on all this stuff. All right, coming up on 328, Chris Liss going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes, but want to get it to Mark here for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And a big thanks to Jamie, Chris, Dave, and everybody at Emil's. And be a nice night to head out to the patio tonight. They open at 4 o'clock. They are online at emilshideaway.com.
Major League Baseball scoreboard, the Detroit Tigers have completed a sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. Excuse
Thank you,
me.
Tigers.
8-2. Also in the AL Central, the Twins and Sox tied at 5. Middle of the sixth inning. Milwaukee on top of the Chicago Cubs, 1-0. Bottom of 7. Oakland and Toronto scoreless right now. Kind of a sad, bad news for Ava Jones, 6'2" recruit of the Iowa women's basketball program. She and her parents were struck by a vehicle in Louisville yesterday.
And her brother,
I'm sorry. He had minor injuries and was released, but Ava Jones, seriously injured, although reports out of Kansas, she will make a full recovery. Her parents are in critical condition. 33-year-old driver of the vehicle admitted to have taken hydrocodone. And was unable to maneuver the vehicle.
Yeah, just a sad, sad story. Even if it's not anything associated with Iowa women's basketball or anything like that, or anybody's basketball team or what have you. And Yeah, just we wish the best for her and her family. It sounds like she is going to be okay from all the reports that her injuries are certainly not life-threatening, certainly are not too serious. Like you said, her parents, though, are in much worse shape.
God, you're just standing on the sidewalk or the street corner and you get plowed over by a vehicle, a guy who's on drugs. I mean, God, I don't know.
Terrible. Terrible situation, no doubt about that.
Did I give you the field for the Hall of Fame Classic in basketball?
I did not. You did not.
November 21-22 in Kansas City, Northern Iowa is in the field with Wichita State, Grand Canyon, and San Francisco. End of scoreboard.
There you go. The Dons of San Francisco. And Grand Canyon's not bad, folks.
I believe all four teams were in the top 100 thereabouts last year.
Now, Wichita, if, again, the age-old question, if Wichita State had a do-over, would they go and leave the Missouri Valley? My guess right now, Creighton, Creighton was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Creighton's fine. But I think Wichita State, if they knew what was coming with Belmont coming in, Murray State coming in, I'm not so sure Wichita State would have left. But hey, that's, you know, hindsight is 20/20, as they say. 3:31, we're going to take a break, come back, get your weather update, and we will talk to Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com as well as RotoWire.com. Fantasy baseball questions, we'll talk about fantasy football. If you have an early question about your fantasy football team, looking ahead to the draft, keepers, whatnot, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it is going to be mostly cloudy and still warm and muggy today, just not as hot as yesterday. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-80s this afternoon. We are going to have the chance for some showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Throw a bag, build a home. Join the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors annual Bags for a Build Bags Tournament this Sunday at Sagwagon, benefiting Cedar Valley Habitat for Humanity. Come for the tourney, raffles, and other fun games too.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So here's the thing. When you use electricity can matter as much as how much you use. Who knew, right? Linn County REC does. They purchase power to get members like you the electricity you need. When demand is the highest, it puts a whopper of an impact on the power grid, so the cost is higher. But if everybody kind of spreads out when they're using electricity, Linn County REC doesn't have to pay as much, and the savings are passed on to you. The busiest times for energy use are known as on-peak hours. Right now, that's from 4 in the afternoon to 9 at night. So, if everybody works together to lessen their use a little, it means lower impact on the grid and lower cost to Linn County REC and you. So, what can you do? Easy stuff. Avoid running multiple appliances at the same time during peak hours, schedule chores like laundry, running the dishwasher for off-peak times, and keep the amount of electricity you're using lower from 4 to 9. Working together can beat the peak. Yet another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
3:34, right on the button here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Chris Liss, he's going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Baseball question, fantasy baseball question, or a fantasy football question. Love to hear from you again at 319-366-1600. We have a Chicago-centric poll question, Mark, for our listeners today. And you can find that at our website at kgymradio.com.
Should Chicago put a dome on Soldier Field? We give you three choices, yes, no, or just move to Arlington Heights already. And I'm going to stuff the ballot box with number three. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, in infinite wisdom, wants to put a dome on Soldier Field, keep the Bears in Chicago. It's a little late. They've already agreed to buy the facility in Arlington Heights. They're going to close the deal later this year or next.
Yep.
No.
True. Yeah, I don't know. Soldier Field, to me, after the renovation, it's an acquired taste, Mark. Can I say that about Soldier Field?
Sure.
Okay. It's an acquired taste. It's just it's the smallest stadium in the NFL as well. Right now, it's right in there with FedEx Field that is also being looked at to be replaced. And you're right, spent all the money to acquire the property outside in the suburbs. So while most teams are looking to move to town, the Bears are looking to move out of downtown.
Yeah, there's plenty of franchises that their stadiums are in the suburbs, right?
True.
The Chiefs want to relocate downtown, stay in the city.
There's talk about it.
Yeah.
There's talk about it. Yeah, right now, teams in the suburbs, I mean, going down the list, there aren't a lot of them.
Buffalo, right?
Buffalo.
Orchard Park.
Yes, but they're in talks now to move to a downtown stadium. The Bills, one of the few. Packers are on the outskirts of Green Bay, but it's not a...
What's a suburb of Green Bay?
Yeah.
Huh?
Appleton? but yeah, I mean, just something like that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. I don't know about that on the text line. 67-12, the Bears can just play in Evanston and share with Northwestern.
Well, they did when it was being renovated.
Well, that was Illinois. They shared with the Illini. Remember that?
I stand corrected.
Remember those that year?
I stand corrected.
In beautiful Champaign? Yeah. I think our next guest does. Chris Liss of chrisliss.com, and also working in conjunction with rotowire.com, joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I'm in Colorado, actually, so I'm an hour earlier than you guys, not nighttime anymore. And I got a new project called realmansports.substack.com. I'm going to do my sports stuff on a separate place.
Okay.
Because it is mixing oddly with some of the other things I was writing about, so I figured I'd just put it all in one place. So I'm doing that. I'm getting into football now.
Nice.
To figure out all the rankings.
Welcome back to the U.S.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the trip is a lot better than I thought. I was really dreading it. There were all these flight cancellations, delays I was hearing about. I thought it was going to be a nightmare, and actually it was pretty smooth. No problem.
Not too bad anyway. And, yeah, we'll let people know that website again before we close up shop here today. Well, let's start with football and the big news. Finally, after half the summer, Baker Mayfield, former number one pick, now worth a fifth-round draft choice as he's traded to the Carolina Panthers. Your thoughts about Baker Mayfield? Is he going to play early, often, not at all? What do you think?
Well, they got the top two quarterbacks from that same draft, right? Giants got Barkley. Everyone laughed at them. Well, he took a running back, and now you got these two quarterbacks, number one and three, from the 2018 draft for peanuts, right? Darnold actually was expensive last year, and then he was bad again. I think Baker probably wins that battle. I mean, Darnold's terrible. I mean, Baker at least at times has been pretty good. And in the last year he was playing hurt, and it was really annoying because I was like, I think I had the Browns and Survivor on one thing, and I was like, just play, who was it, Case Keenum, whoever they had, just play the other guy. You know, Baker was trying to be a hero. He's playing hurt. But he is, I think, better than Darnold. And that Carolina team, I mean, you know, McCaffrey should be back and DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, but it's a pretty thin team, you know. So whoever it is, maybe Baker will be relevant fantasy-wise. And also, you know, with places like Cleveland and Chicago, it's really hard to play quarterback. And Carolina's a better environment, at least, you know, the weather and stuff.
What does it mean for Cleveland? Well, we have to assume Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended, and now Mayfield's gone. What does Cleveland do?
Well, I think they were like, you know, they didn't like Mayfield. There was like a personality issue with him. So, like, they didn't want him to go in. And obviously, after they, you know, paid Deshaun Watson, like, he was, you know, he already knew he wasn't wanted. So I think that was kind of irrelevant. Now, there were new allegations out against Watson. So everyone thought, okay, Watson's going to just play. And they gave him the money. And it was like, oh, wait, there's some other allegations. And now they had a meeting, I think, yesterday. And we don't know what the results of that are. And remember, he missed a whole year. I don't know, you know, about like what the rules are, but like he's got to get some kind of time served, right? I mean, he literally just didn't play last year. He was healthy. And so I don't know. Maybe they give him another year. We don't really know what happened in that meeting. But obviously, if there's no Deshaun Watson, who's there? Like Jacoby Brissett or somebody? I mean, it's going to be pretty ugly if they don't have Deshaun Watson.
True. Talking about Baker Mayfield, 0835 on the text line asks, would Mayfield be worth the QB1 this year now that he's been traded to this new situation?
I don't think so, but he could do worse, right? He was productive in Cleveland a couple of years ago. And as I said, like, you know, when you look at QBs in Chicago and Cleveland, like, those are tough places to play quarterback. I mean, it's just brutal cold and wind. And you go to Carolina, which is, you know, relatively pretty good weather. You know, it might be easier. Yeah, I don't think he's, you know, there's so many good quarterbacks now. I don't think he's a QB1, but could he finish as the top, you know, the 13th quarterback if he wins the job out of the gate, which he probably will? Yeah, he could.
3148 on the text line. Ask you this, Chris. Who do you predict to be the best fantasy rookie wide receiver?
That's a tough one. You know, you have Olave in New Orleans, who it depends kind of what Michael Thomas' status is, like if he comes back, because, you know, if not, he could be kind of the number one guy there. You have Drake London in Atlanta, who could easily be the number one guy, but you also have Kyle Pitts there. And then you have, you know, the Jets guy, Wilson. And he may be the most talented guy. So there's a few, you know, there's a bunch of options. Also, you know, the Chiefs, right? Sky Moore.
Is going to step into
a situation where, you know, he's got the best quarterback in the league, and there's no real number one. I mean, maybe Juju's the number one, but there's no one established there, right? He's the number one. So I think it's kind of wide open. And I don't think any of those receivers is going to get drafted that high. You know, I don't think we're going to be clamoring over the rookie receivers this year like we maybe even get over Jamar Chase.
Yeah. 1096 says, as far as Baker Mayfield, checking down to CMC will be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I've been trying to rank CMC, and ever since he did that GQ underwear shoot, you know, he hasn't really been healthy. He did that, and he's been, you know, I've sort of a joking ranking coming up. You know, it's my snarky 150 where I make fun of the guys. I said underwear model rarely plays these days. And, you know, he's about 205 pounds at 5'11", so McCaffrey is a slight guy, you know, for a running back. Is he just getting too beat up? But if he plays, even when he played last year for the few games, he's getting, you know, 15, 20 carries and 7-8 catches. So he's still, you know, maybe the running back, top three running back. So he's an interesting one to rank this year.
Chris, the wide receiver group is just chock full of talent. I mean, you can go pretty deep and get a good WR1. Jefferson is phenomenal. I don't know where you start.
Yeah, I have Chase 1 just because Jefferson has the advantage of, like, there's just nobody else there, really. I mean, Thielen's getting old. Irv Smith, the tight end. But, I mean, there's nothing there, so he's just going to get a ton of targets, and Cousins is good enough. But Chase, I mean, what he did as a rookie is just off the charts. And the second year with the same college guy, and I mean, so I've Chase 1, but, I could see Jefferson 1 in his cup, who set all the records last year. They added Allen Robinson, which will make it a little bit, you know, spread it around more. But, you know, he was by far the best receiver last year. So I think those three are kind of tier one. And then I have like CeeDee Lamb, who without Amari Cooper should get a lot of targets, who's good. I'm not as big on Devontae Adams. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. And then I think my fifth receiver is Stephon Diggs, just because, you know, he's still in that great environment in Buffalo. So.
Chris Liss joining us here. We'll get you the new website here coming up in just a little bit on Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. One more football question here, 0835. You talked about the rookie receivers. I guess the other half of this question from this particular texter is highest rookie in fantasy this year. I suppose that would be running backs, or is there also a tight end? But you don't really want to take a rookie tight end very early.
No, I mean, even Pitts, you know, he was, you know, the hyped tight end of the century, and he was good, but he didn't score a lot of touchdowns. The rookie backs are usually, you know, Breece Hall, I think, is a top guy going off the board around pick 35, 40 overall. And, you know, Michael Carter's there, and he was pretty good, but they drafted Hall probably to start him. Kenneth Walker on Seattle is another guy who gets a run, although Rashad Penny stayed healthy for the first time in his life and was actually really good. So those are a couple of guys that, you know, to keep an eye on. There's some other backup guys. James Cook in Buffalo could have a shot at something. But there's not going to be, I think Breece Hall is the first rookie going to come off the board in most drafts. And, you know, that's going to be around round three or four, probably around four. So it's not a big year for rookies. They're going to slot right in and be super valuable.
To baseball for a minute, I know you're kind of in love with Alex Kirilloff. He paid off very nicely last night. He's on the rise, right?
Yeah, we dropped him from one of the leagues because we didn't have the bench space when he got sent down. But I got him in all the other ones still, and he's been hitting since he came back. And, you know, I don't know how much pop he has, but he's a guy who can hit for average. And he's a good player. And, you know, the rookies have really started out slow. The nice Julio Rodriguez, top five overall player right now, you know, if he were to be drafted again. And Bobby Witt got hit by a pitch, but he's been playing well. And then, you know, even guys like Riley Green got called up. Rutschman, he's been cool a little bit, but he was heated up for a couple of weeks. And, you know, some of these rookies are they're starting to look good. And Kirilloff, I guess he's not really a rookie because he played a left last year, but, you know, he's one of the young prospects that's, you know, getting a full-time role this year. Mm.
I'm not feeling nearly as confident about my Aaron Judge bet because he has suddenly gone on a little he's stuck on 29 for home runs.
Schwarber is kind of on his tail. And, you know, Schwarber, I don't know if you remember last year, there was like he got hurt, but he was in the month of June, he went crazy last year too, actually, and had like 20-something home runs. At that point, he got hurt and he's out for most of the year, but that park and just seems to suit him, and he's he could hit 50 easily. So yeah, he and Judge probably the top two. But you know, Mark's got Buxton, Byron Broomstick is also hitting a lot of home runs.
Is there any team in Major League Baseball that is worse fundamentally than my Chicago White Sox?
I mean, it's weird. You know, I was watching. I can't remember who was pitching, but like Jake Berger, maybe it was Dylan Cease, like. Playing third base and made like two errors or just balls he should have got to. And they just, you know, Eloy's playing the outfield today. Like, that's they have a bad, they're not very good defensively. Andrew Vaughn, I have him, he can hit a little bit. He's playing third base. I'd like to see him play there more. Brady with DHing. You know, when everyone's healthy, they can hit, you know, and they have the arms too. It's a kind of a weird team. They should be a lot better than they are.
When beat went on today, Scott, I didn't know if you saw Tim Anderson trying to get a runner from first to second, tagged him with an empty glove. The ball was in his right hand. So, yeah, fundamentally speaking. And Anderson's a surprise. He's got more errors than he probably has had in the last couple, three years. Yeah.
Well, you know, Grant Dahl should be back, he's a very good defensive catcher, and maybe that settles it down. The White Sox, I mean, on paper, this is a good team. I mean, they should be certainly the best team in the AL Central, I think, if Kerwin's healthy.
True. Pete Alonso's starting to put up,
All right.
He's been very good all year, but he's starting to pop up, you know, MVP talk a little bit with Goldschmidt in there. I think they're probably 1 and 2 right now as far as the National League is concerned.
Yeah. I mean, Mookie Betts just got back. He was out for a couple of weeks, and he'll be in the mix, too. And he was on pace to score like 160 runs or something before he got hurt. So he'll be in there. And the AL is kind of locked up already. Right? I don't think you can – when Ohtani's like a top 3 pitcher and a top 10 hitter, I think he's just – you got to just – if he stays healthy, he's just going to get penciled in. He's not going to be in the contest.
Who is Logan Gilbert, and why should we know him?
He was a pretty good prospect for the Mariners, and he's doing pretty well. I think I don't have him on my teams, but he was getting drafted pretty aggressively, top 10 rounds in the NFBC this year.
Doing well, 10 wins. You know, we everyone, like we said 2 weeks ago, had Tony Gonsolin with 10 wins penciled in at this point. So
yeah, it's crazy.
You might as well have that. Hey, Chris, again, let us know about the new website you were talking about at the beginning of the program.
Yeah, it's realmansports.substack.com. You can just go to Substack and search Real Man Sports. We got one article up there. It's going to be a pay site eventually. I'm about to post some content in the next couple of days. Going to have a formatting issue. But again, it's Real Man Sports. It's Substack.
Chris, the weather in Arlington Heights is a lot better than it is in Chicago, okay? Keep that in mind.
Will do.
The field can't be – conditions can't be worse. Chris, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Take care, fellas.
All right, Chris Liss joining us here, Real Man Sports. You can check him out right there. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get a few texts in about your Chicago Bears and what they should do, Mark. And we'll talk about that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Refresh your home with 11% off the perfect door update from Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection, including pre-finished doors, or design your door your way with our door designer and get free shipping to the store in approximately 7 days. Get 11% off all Mastercraft doors. Good through July 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rise and shine, honey. We don't want to miss our flight.
Our flight is in 7 hours. And we have TSA PreCheck with our Navy Federal flagship credit card.
TSA PreCheck? Getting my bugle through security will be so much easier now.
Learn how you can earn up to 3 times points on travel with the flagship credit card at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Back on the Gym Class 353 to wrap things up, Scott Savel joins us coming up tomorrow from TV9 Sports, the sports director over there at Channel 9. So look forward to talking with him on the Thursday edition of the program. And our thanks to Chris Liss for joining us as well. 319-366-1600. If you have a text before we close up shop, get ready for Todd and Alex to take over. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We'll do it all again tomorrow starting at 2 with SOS, Spencer on Sports, from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. A few people commenting on the Chicago Bears. Mark?
Well, let me get back to the text line, Scott.
I'm sorry, you... No, I have DeGrom, the Mets hoping he comes back very soon. 96-63, still a little bit of time left, but he will be back soon from all indications.
If you want to put a dome on the Arlington Heights facility, fine. It's too late to do it at Soldier Field.
And how much is that going to cost to retrofit everything and put a dome on Soldier Field? And how is it? I mean, it's not going to look worse than it does now. Is it? It's kind of a, it's a spaceship, man. I'm sorry. It's a spaceship. Been to the new Soldier Field on a couple of occasions. I like the older one better, even though it was, you know, it wasn't anything beautiful, but it was still Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see, 86.99. People from the actual city of Chicago get upset with the suburban people who claim to be from Chicago. Will they get mad at the Bears if they claim to be the Chicago Bears? They're winning? No. Right, Mark?
You can't get rid of the Chicago Bears.
No. They'll be the Chicago Bears. It's not the, you know, whatever, the Orchard Park Bills or anything like that. Or the Raytown Chiefs or whatever the case may be. It's the Buffalo Bills. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be the Chicago Bears if they're in Arlington Heights or not. It is Chicagoland. That's what it is, right?
Remember when the Packers played in Milwaukee a couple times a year?
I did not mind that, except they were all – the one unique thing was they were all on the same sideline. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And they were always still called the Green Bay Packers.
Very true. A couple of scores in the majors to catch you up upon. Bottom of the seventh, Twins have taken a 6-5 lead over the White Sox. One out, one on for the Sox in the bottom of the seventh. And the Cubs have tied things up in the eighth against the Milwaukee Brewers. It is 1-1 in that particular ball game. So, again, tomorrow Scott Savold is going to join us. Looking forward to talking with him.
You bet.
A lot of things to discuss as far as the sports world here locally with Scott.
He's a big old fish, too, you know.
Maybe not as big as John. No one's as big a fish as John. Out there. By the way, BOF is still going very strong.
It is. And Campbell's NIL is considerable. Considerable.
John was a 5-star in the day out of Oski.
Everything's equal, though. We're splitting the pie equal.
That's right. There you go. More on the brand new NIL consortium of Iowa football players with Todd and Alex. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit on the Gym Class. Want to thank Chris Liss for joining us, and thanks to everybody for texting your thoughts. And text line remains open at 319-366-1600. Still time to vote in the poll question, which deals with the Chicago Bears.
Should the Bears, should Soldier Field have a dome? Yes, no, or no? Let's just move on to Arlington.
And you voted for C.
Many times.
You are ready to go. As in true Chicago form, you voted early and often in the poll question. Thank you, Mark.
I see what you did there.
I know. All right, Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back with you tomorrow for another edition of 3.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. It doesn't matter how big or small your business is. If you're a plumber, roofer, electrician,